the state of Alaska won't issue bonds to pay for public worker pensions for now. Governor Bill Walker pressed pause on the sale today of up to $3.3 billion of pension obligation bonds after meeting with members of the Senate Finance Committee. While Walker's administration has the authority to issue the bonds, the legislature would have to appropriate money to pay them off. And senators have been skeptical of the plan. Some say it's too risky. Walker says it's more important that he maintain a good working relationship with the legislature than getting his way on the bonds.
I think it does still make economic sense, but I think that without the support from the Senate Finance Committee, I think it becomes challenging in some respects. And it's, you know, relationships are important in solving problems.
Walker says he believes the legislature will be willing to give the proposal consideration as they look for savings in next year's state budget. Walker says a comprehensive, sustainable fiscal plan is more important than any one approach, like the bonds, but he says it was a good time to act.
You look at these things when the interest rates are really low, and they're very low right now.
Senate Finance Co-Chair Anna McKinnon of Eagle River says she's thankful Walker listened to what committee members had to say.
I personally appreciate that he's put the bond sales on hold at this time, allowing for us to get into session or a better conversation going forward before he goes to market to ink or finalize any of those transactions.
Wasilla Republican Senator Mike Dunleavy has criticized Walker's plan, saying it was too risky and required more scrutiny from lawmakers. Standard & Poor's announced it expected to lower Alaska's credit rating if the state issued the bonds. The two other rating agencies didn't change their outlook of the state's ratings based on the bond plans. Pension obligation bonds have drawn criticism nationally. The Government Finance Officers Association says they involve considerable investment risk and recommends against state governments issuing the bonds.